I'm speaking today with Douglas Sinclair, Chair of the Accounts Commission, about the first in a series of new reports which looks at the progress being made to integrate health and social care services in Scotland. Douglas, can you talk me through the background to health and social care integration?
Yes, integrating health and social care has been a key Scottish Government policy for many years and is a major programme of reform. It's arisen from the need to deal with the increasing demands of Scotland's ageing population and the challenges this creates for health and social care services. By integrating health and social care, the Scottish Government, NHS boards and councils are setting out to fundamentally change the way services are delivered so that people receive the support they need at the right time and in the right setting. It means shifting resources from acute hospital services to community-based and preventative care at home.
Why is it so important that these reforms are successful?
Well, quite simply because millions of people in Scotland need and rely on health and social care services. And because we're living longer, that demand is likely to increase in the years to come. The Scottish Government estimates that the need for health and social care services will rise by between 18 and 29% by 2030. And it's important to recognise that integration is taking place during a difficult time for public services in Scotland. We all know budgets are getting tighter and costs are increasing, and there's a rising demand for services. All that adds another layer of complexity to what is already a challenging process for all involved. But integration has the potential to be a powerful instrument for change, but if it's not properly equipped to achieve this, we risk patients, service users and staff bearing the brunt of these growing pressures.
So what has been the progress to date?
Almost all integrated health and social care services are to be planned and resourced by new public bodies called integration authorities. These bodies, which are the council and the health board together, have to be operational by the 1st of April 2016, and they'll be responsible for managing more than £8 billion of public money in total. However, we have identified significant risks which need to be addressed if these new bodies are going to achieve the scale and the pace of change that's needed to health and social care and improve outcomes for the people who use these services. We did find that all integration authorities are on track to meet the 1st of April deadline, and the Scottish Government, NHS boards and councils have put in place the necessary management arrangements. But much work remains that this support is to be translated into real and effective action on the ground.
So what are the challenges facing health and social care integration?
Integration authorities are all at different stages in terms of their progress, but there are common and significant issues emerging that need to be urgently addressed. For example, difficulties with agreeing budgets and uncertainty about longer-term funding have led to a lack of strategic plans, and many authorities have still to set out clear targets and timescales, showing how we'll make a difference to people who use health and social care services. And whilst governance arrangements are in place, they are complex, potentially making it difficult for staff and the public to understand who is responsible for the care they receive. And there are also issues with staffing to consider. This is in part due to the fact that integration authorities risk inheriting a workforce from NHS boards and councils that have been previously organised in response to budget pressures rather than future priorities.
What do you want to see happen next?
There's a real and pressing need for integration authorities to take the lead now and begin shifting resources towards a more community-based approach to healthcare. They must set out what funding, staff and other resources they need and be clear on how they will use these resources to integrate services and improve outcomes for people in need of health and social care support. NHS boards and councils must support this process by working with integration authorities to agree budgets for the new bodies. And there needs to be a clear understanding of who is accountable for delivering integrated services and how governance arrangements will work in practice, particularly when disagreements arise. What this report does is make detailed recommendations to support the Scottish Government, integration authorities, councils and health boards to help them address these challenges.
Douglas, thank you. And the report is available to view on our website, www.audit-scotland.gov.uk.